the bike rides can be catered to any type of genre, any type of style. The freedom to allow people to have fun the way they used to when they were a child, that is the unique spark that, you know, biking through the lake creates for our guests. So
thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Quarter. We're excited to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana, as always. We've got all of the tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
Another great show for you today. We chat with Donnie Glenn, biking through the lake as the weather starts to, I don't want to say necessarily improve, because we have great weather pretty much year round, yeah. But as the weather really starts to ramp up, the warmness, and it's more consistent day to day, now is the time to start getting out and enjoying. I've been playing a lot of golf recently and enjoying that.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have a lot of golf.
And it's great. I'm out in the wilderness enjoying my
time. The wilderness. The wilderness. No, but soaking up nature, whether it's golf or it's biking through the lake, what a fun way to get around town. And we talked to Donnie Glenn about that. It's a fun conversation for sure.
Episode 68. It's a good one. Before we get to that, let's do a little Envy Eats, a meal that I think still has me full today.
Mm-hmm.
So delicious. It's another great segment of Envy Eats. This week, we head down Ryan Street and then take a quick turn off to get to The Kitchen. Open in 2000, so they're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. The White family has been a key cog in the plate lunch establishment here in Lake Charles and still running strong 25 years later. So good. The Kitchen, you don't want to miss it.
It is a staple here in Lake Charles. This is one of those places that if you ask anyone that's from here, right, where you should you go for lunch or where to pick up a quick plate lunch, this is one of those many places. We are fortunate in this town to have a lot of plate lunch spots, and this is one of the staples around Lake Charles. The Kitchen is a Black-owned business. I know we've featured them several times for Black History Month in the past as well. Just a really great group of people who really know what they're doing in the kitchen.
And I know we call it a plate lunch spot, and that's what it is, but I don't know of many plate lunch spots that you get like six options.
Sure. This isn't just get what you're served. This is you have several.
And then there's, I think there's four or five consistent options each day. And then there's a special option that they just happen to, hey, this is what we're serving today.
Sure.
So there are so many plate. You could eat there every day for a month and probably have something different every time.
But for me, I like it. Because there are a specific number of options that you can choose from and different combinations and things. Number one, you know you're never going to get a miss, right? You're never going to get a bad lunch from them ever. But I'm one of those people that when you ask me where I want to go eat, I 3 years later will tell you, oh, I still don't know.
I don't know. We've been together for 15 years. We've been together for 15 years. And I still don't know if you've ever chosen a restaurant.
I mean, I can like narrow it down, but no, I never choose a place. But anyways, that's what I like about, that's what I'm saying. That's what I like about The Kitchen, because they tell you, look, here are your choices. I'm narrowing it down for you.
Choose one of these.
The menu is dummy proof and you can't go wrong with any of your options. And you pick your poison, right? And it's just so good. Lots of options there. They've got everything from barbecue to smothered pork chops, red beans, just so much. And the sweet stuff, too, which is always nice.
And we went on a Monday, so they have their kind of typical Monday meals, so to speak. And that's one of the ones that you got.
That's right. So I got the stewed meatball plate. So this is two giant meatballs. Meatballs on a bed of rice and gravy. Just the right consistency, okay? Mm-hmm. So meatballs, like, they're so well cooked. Sometimes they can be, you order them somewhere and they might be a little like dry, because to get the inside fully cooked, sometimes they're like scorching the outside. Not in this case at all. They're perfectly cooked. They're still juicy inside. The outside has a nice little crisp to it. They're huge. So they go a really long way. This could have fed me twice, but I hunkered down and did what I do best.
What a trooper.
Well, I'm such a trooper. I finished my meal. But so much flavor in the meatballs. A little bit of heat to me. Take that with a grain of salt.
At some point during the cooking process, he looked at the cayenne pepper, and that was all it needed.
It just glanced towards some seasoning.
He thought about a time that he had hot wings.
Thought about it, and it was enough for me. I'm a baby, though, so don't think of this as a spicy meal. It just was for me. But I really, really enjoyed it. Cooked to perfection on a bed of really fluffy rice with just the right amount of gravy. It wasn't a soup, if you will. It wasn't a gumbo where you've got like a lot of liquid to rice ratio. No, this was perfect. And the rice was like super fluffy. Kind of that like sticky rice scenario. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's my favorite. I got it with my two sides were corn and green beans. Let me tell you what, green beans are great, but the corn, this might be my favorite corn in town, which I don't think I've ever thought about before. But yesterday as I was eating this, I was actually thinking, okay, where do I get corn from? This was so good because it's really well seasoned. They don't just dump it out of a can and call it a day. Like they actually cook it. They season it. They actually have thoughts that goes into it, but it was still very sweet. And I'm a sweet corn fan. So big, big fan there. Great. Cornbread, which I know you're going to talk a little bit about because you also got cornbread
I
too.
Love cornbread so much.
And then I'll save my thoughts on the pound cake for the end.
Sure. Okay. That's
What'd
fair.
You get? You got red beans, right?
I got the Monday special. So it was written on a little chalkboard. We actually missed it coming in, but found out about it a little bit later. And it was the perfect option for me. So red beans and rice. And it comes with three chicken wings. So it's a chicken leg wing combo. So good. The fried chicken was so impeccable. So it is... I have no other way to say this, and I think most people will know. It's that classic homemade fried chicken flavor. Down to the science. Like, the color was something out of a magazine, like a fried chicken magazine, like that perfect golden brown.
Yes.
I mean, it was the quintessential fried chicken.
Fried Chicken Monthly.
And it was so, I am a subscriber.
One of my favorite publications.
And it was juicy, so good. They were huge pieces. They tasted great with nothing on them. They tasted great with hot sauce on them. Perfect, perfect chicken. And for most places, that's your entree. Here, it was just part of your entree because the rest was the red beans and sausage.
It's a huge meal.
It was huge. Plenty of good red beans. It's more of a kind of a thin gravy, kind of the same way that the stew gravy, the meatball stew was. So it's kind of a thin gravy over the rice, but the beans brought so much flavor, well-seasoned, and... kind of was another perfect vessel for the cornbread because you eat your cornbread and your red beans at the same time. Perfect cornbread. It was almost a cake, I would call it.
The
right?
consistency was dense.
So firm, but I call it almost plush, right? Like,
yeah.
It had a little bit of a give back. You squeeze it and it pops right back.
Yeah, dense is probably not the right perfect. Word because that sounds heavy and it wasn't heavy.
It was a thick, firm, light cornbread, like it should be, right? Like, and it wasn't super sweet, so it wasn't like a sweet yellow, but it was really impactful, really good. I mean, it was a perfect piece of cornbread. I have no other way to say it than that. It soaked up. I dipped it in hot sauce. I dipped it in the red beans. It was the perfect vessel for all of those things. Just a wonderful red beans and sausage with some nice chicken wings, cornbread, perfect. And yet, there was still a piece of cake left.
Yes, pound cake, which is one of my favorites. Brady, I know this is one of your favorites.
It's the perfect cake.
Because it's simple. You don't have to, get all fancy with it, right? You don't need to decorate it.
You can do some things, though.
You don't have to add a bunch of nonsense to it. Mm-hmm. It's pure in its simplicity. It is beautiful. This pound cake to me was not super sweet. It was just the right amount of sweetness. It really...
And it contrasted the cornbread well.
Yeah, it did.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were very similar textures.
In fact, when I opened up my plate, I didn't know. I was like, wait, one of these is pancake and one of these is cornbread. And okay, yeah.
The trick is to smell it.
They did kind of both look the same. But the pound cake was just really light and fluffy. It was airy. It had a great flavor to it. It's just... when you can do something simple and so well, then you know you've done it right.
I agree. It was perfect pound cake, and it was a nice little cap to the nice, heavy, flavorful seasoned meal.
Yeah.
And then it was like a nice, simple, slightly sweet pound cake that was just a nice little bow on.
I had it with coffee, you know.
Oh, well,
which
that's perfect.
It got me through the rest of my day. That's what I needed at the end of lunch.
You almost want to put it in your pocket and then have it for that 4 p.m. snack.
I didn't wait on it, but I did have it with a cup of coffee, and it was perfect, and it got me through the rest of the day.
Well,
did I need it on top of my giant meal that I had?
Yes.
No. Well, no.
Yes.
Did I want it, and did I definitely eat it?
Also, yes.
Also, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you can tell, we really enjoyed the meal, and they're obviously a staple in this area for a reason, and really worth a spot if you have a chance for lunch, if you live here, or if you're visiting and want a real taste of, I would call it a classic Louisiana home. This is the kind of things that a lot of mamas and daddies growing up were feeding their kids and feeding their families. It's a lot of the same kind of recipes and meals, and so it's a great spot to stop, and it's really convenient in terms of just outside of Lake Charles and just off Ryan Street on Pruitt.
Definitely worth your time, worth a stop over at The Kitchen.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Donnie Glenn, the owner and operator of Biking Through the Lake. It's a biking excursion business where he gets to show off a lot of what Lake Charles is, and he gets to spout some history knowledge and have all the riders have fun. A business started in 2020, inspired by the loneliness of the pandemic, wanting to get people out, and he's still doing it now, 5 years later. Welcome to the show, Donnie.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's truly, truly a blessing to still be in business after 5 years in this beautiful city. So love
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. And first, we play a little game, rapid fire questions with each of our guests to let our listeners know how you play in Louisiana's playground. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Our first question, crawfish or gumbo?
Definitely gumbo, non-seafood.
Non-seafood.
Well, I'm giving you an air five across the table.
Yeah,
that's the North Louisiana in Utah.
That's the country
gumbo.
I'm allergic to shellfish. So,
oh no.
So yeah.
Well,
so,
that'll do it too.
So,
yeah. And that will also do it.
That will definitely do it.
I'm not, but I just pretend because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it very much, so I'm a chicken and sausage girl too.
Yeah,
so
I'm
good
chicken
for you.
And sausage.
Good for
sorry.
You. Okay, our next question, poolside or beachside?
Definitely beachside.
Okay.
Definitely beachside.
Toes in the sand.
Toes in the sand. You know, hearing the waves crashing, like, that's relaxing. I can go to sleep on the beach.
I was about to say, boy, I'm really good at taking naps on the beach.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, under a nice shade, like, oh.
Pro-level napping.
Yeah. Oh, you out of here.
All right, question number three, concert or comedy show?
Okay, so I'm biased to a comedy show because my cousin is a comedian. So,
oh, cool.
So I have to say,
sure.
And you know what's crazy? I've never been to a concert.
What?
Never.
That's cool. Interesting.
I mean, there's plenty of time
like
to
a
change
big,
that.
Like a big concert. I've been to places where artists have performed, but I'm talking like a big concert. Like never been to an arena with the lights and all that. And just never.
It's a pretty cool experience. I've only been to a couple. I'm not a big concert goer. I haven't seen a vast variety of people. My first ever what was your first ever concert to go to?
A band called Better Than Ezra.
Yeah.
In Shreveport area. My first like national band would have been Three Doors Down.
Mm. That's pretty good. Pretty good. My first ever concert was Hilary Duff. You know, Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, wow.
I was like 12 and it was an epic experience for a 12-year-old. But anyways.
I can imagine.
So wait, hold on. You have a comedian cousin.
Yes.
You can give him a shout out. Where
are they
from?
Comedian Hot Topic. Antonio Barnes, my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. So he travels across the entire globe.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Literally, he's opened up for Cat Williams. He's opened up for Ricky Smiley, Earthquake, some of the big comic legends.
Sure.
Some more.
Yeah.
I like all three.
He tours a lot with Mark Corey. So you remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he tours with him.
That's so cool.
So he does, and he's with the Addison Improv weekly. So he's the in-house comedian host. So
that's awesome.
He's amazing. He's one of the funniest people outside of myself. you know, give myself a plug.
You tell him everything he knows.
Yeah, because we're the same age. I'm a month older than him, you know, and he stole some of my jokes from, you know, when we were riding the bus in school. So, you know, I'll give him that nod.
That's great. Oh, well, shout out. All right. Sounds good.
Let's talk about biking through the lake. What can you tell us about some of the unique experiences you're able to offer people on the seat of a bike?
Well, the unique offering to people is that the bike rides can be catered to any type of genre, any type of style, any type of theme that they want. We've hosted birthday party bike rides. We've hosted, you know, just divorce parties for whatever reason people want to
divorce parties.
It's crazy. We
hosted a newer genre.
Yeah,
I think.
Bridal showers, whatever. You know, we've done it all. Kids parties,
yeah.
Things of that nature, and we create an environment that is, you know, conducive for them to have fun the way they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done a lot of corporate rides, things of that nature, for big sicko companies and things of that nature. So the unique flexibility mm-hmm. of biking through the lake is what I think people really enjoy. Just being able to say, okay, it's not just getting on a bike. You know, it's not a race. It's a nice leisure cruise, but we can play the music that they want. We can dance. We do a lot of line dancing. I think I'm a line dance connoisseur at this point. From Cupid Shuffle to Footloose, like, I got it, you know. Mm-hmm. But
invite Donnie to your wedding.
Invite me to your wedding. And I'll also DJ, so, you know, there definitely you we can get down. But the freedom to allow people to have fun the way they used to when they were a child,
okay.
That is the unique spark that, you know, biking through the lake creates for our guests. So,
well, I think there's something special about biking at the end of the day, because, you know, the old adage, you never forget how to ride a bike.
It's just like riding a bike.
And so as you get older, that, what do they call it? Core memories
mm-hmm. yeah.
kind of exists. And I think probably each time that someone gets on a bike, you feel 10 again, 12 again.
Yeah, they do. And they have so much fun. Like, that is amazing to think that something as simple as getting on a bike, listening to music with your friends and your family, you can just ride a bike and have fun, and you just completely forget
yeah.
all the other drama that you were going through in yeah. your life. So that's, you know, that's a true testament to what the capabilities that biking through the lake can provide.
Something nostalgic about getting back to basics. And
absolutely.
And this whole thing, the whole business venture was inspired, you said, obviously during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You said everybody was so disconnected.
They were. They were disconnected. And being able to get people back out and, for one, see other people, you know, besides those four walls
right,
and
right.
the people they
sure.
live with, but see other friends and family and things of that nature, but still being able to stay distant from each other to where, they, you know, we followed all the safety protocols. But it, like I said earlier, it sparked that inner child
mm-hmm.
that they have. I mean, I've seen some of the biggest, roughest, toughest guys get on a bike and I'm like, and they're just like riding with just feet
with
spread.
The legs
just
out.
I'm like, you know, and it really touched me to see that we were able to provide something like that to get people back to where they forget all of the stuff that they go through in their day-to-day life and have so much fun. Also, still having an added health benefit of it as well.
Sure.
So it sparked something, and I think that's why it really took off the way it did.
So for those of us who have not gone and done it with taking a ride with mm-hmm. with biking through the lake, go ahead and like walk us through that.
All right. Here's for one, I think I'm probably one of the best hosts that ever exists. You know. So we greet you. For example, let's say you have a birthday mm-hmm. and it's a girl's night out,
okay.
right? Or guy's night out,
sure.
whichever you input. You come in, we sit down, we go over the rules. My rules are very entertaining and very funny, but they're very serious.
Yes.
For example, I tell you there are no handlebar brakes. So they're like, wait, we don't have brakes. I said, here we are. We have cruisers, so you have to pedal in reverse,
mm-hmm.
right? So I tell them about the brakes. I tell them, you know, definitely don't discard any trash. You have baskets on your bike, put your trash in your basket, you know, something like that. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I tell people, we're riding on bikes. Stay to the right or the left of the person that is in front of you, because if they stop suddenly mm-hmm. and you're directly behind them, you're going to crash. and we want to prevent any type of injuries from any of that. So they're like, oh, okay. 10 minutes later, everybody's riding this single file line. It's like, whatever. But I also tell, and then I top it off with telling the last rule. If by chance a dog decides to chase you, you are on your own. And they like, wait, there are dogs. I said, it's never happened over the past 5 years or whatever.
I'm just letting you know.
Letting you know. And every time I say that, we'll ride by, somebody's walking a dog, and it's like a little chihuahua or something. They forget. They like, oh my God, it's a dog. I'm like, it's okay. It's on a leash. It's not gonna. But so we go through that. We get them prepped. We get them fitted for the bike. Mm-hmm. And I also, you know, I play on people's demeanor. Somebody's mm-hmm. all hard and brash, like, I'm just getting on a bike, right? I say, okay, for you, because you don't look like you're having any fun yet, you're going to sing our first karaoke song.
Okay.
And I put them on the spot.
Real challenge.
And I don't even ask. I'm like, you're singing, and it's going to be Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. And they're like, okay, I know it, but.
I know it, but.
I don't know. So I set the tone, and I don't even pick on them after that. I go to right. somebody else. I'll, you know, and it, what it does, it makes them feel a part of it, yeah. but also feel left out to where now they're like, hey, I thought you said I was going to sing.
Yeah.
And so now they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Suddenly they have requests.
They're a part of it. And right. so we listen to music, we go through the bike ride, through the downtown area, and it just unfolds into just this magical moment.
The routes downtown, it feels like that Lake Charles has a really bikeable downtown, especially with the local neighborhoods there, to where you're able to weave in, I'm sure, mm-hmm. Some thoughts of the city and some of the history and mm-hmm. some things that are important, and you're able to really see a lot of Lake Charles in an interesting way.
Absolutely. As of recently, we started our routes from going through the off of Salyer. Mm-hmm. We'll start over there off of Salyer and come through the DeBakey area.
Yeah.
We'll go through the Shell Beach Drive area, Margaret Place. And we just look at some of the homes. And like, you know, when we have people, a lot of people from out of town or a lot of people from out of the country we talk about the history and the importance of our downtown and our lakefront area being the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, what played a pivotal part in it looking the way it is. You know, I tell people a lot of the history about Lake Charles being a login city, and about, you know, Captain Goss and things of that nature, and, you know, some of the pillars of the city. And it just amazes me that people are really, you know, in my opinion, I think people are more history, but, you know, they're just in intrigued by history than sure. they let off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so driving a car, you're going so fast, you don't get a chance to really take in
yeah.
what you see, because everything is just quick. But on a bike at 2 and 3 miles an hour, you get a chance to really pay attention to a porch, something as simple as a porch, and how all of the porches in the downtown area have rocking chairs on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can't ride by a nice porch and not see a rocking chair. And I said, that is unique to Louisiana as well as just Lake Charles, because most people like to sit out and they rock on their chairs and they wave at everybody that passes by. And I always give an example. There are always a couple or somebody that's out in the evening when we ride by. And as soon as you wave, they wave. Mm-hmm. And it's just a universal language of people saying, hey, how you doing?
Southern hospitality is a real thing.
It is a real thing, especially sure. on bikes. And so the routes that we take just really unravel mm-hmm. the beauty of Lake Charles.
What aspects of the city is it the porches that you feel like are best seen through a bicycle? Nowhere, like this is truly the best seat in the house.
The route that we take that goes through the Shell Beach Drive area, it's something about, if I do a bike ride early in the morning mm-hmm. and we're coming down Shell Beach, we're heading, I guess we would be heading east on Shell Beach. And, you know, there's some tree coverage and you have the boat houses, and then it opens up to the lake and you can see the bridge mm-hmm. and you can see just the beauty of our lakefront. I think you don't get a better, you know, view than that. Also, in my opinion, I tell people this everywhere I go. I said Lake Charles has the absolute best sunset.
Easy.
Agreed.
Lake Charles has the absolute yes. sunset.
As he points to his Lake Charles sunset screensaver.
Yes, exactly.
And it just doesn't get, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, the way it sets behind the bridge, and it's just, so we've done bike rides. We've done sunset bike rides. We'll start at Panorama. And as soon as the sunset, I'll partner with Jay Ecker with Panorama, and we'll ring a bell right at sunset, and we'll take off, and we'll go straight down Broad and Ryan, you know, cross over the Ryan, going to the downtown area. And it's just the most, you know, you can't, an artist can't draw that. It is just, is unmatched.
I go on evening walks every day with my mom. So we started around 6:30 or so, and we get to catch that almost every night.
Yeah,
and it's, I mean, like nothing beats that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I agree. So you go, you've taken a lot of people. Who are taking these tours with you right now?
Everybody.
Everybody is.
Literally everyone. So from local people, you know, that want to just get out, have fun. You know, if I have time, I want to tell this story. It's just a quick story. One of the most touching rides that I did was with a family who lost a loved one, and it was a memorial ride. And I was like, wow, y'all want to do that? And they said, this is what we want to do. And, you know, I have a large amount of bikes. So we pulled out all 50 of my bikes. It was the entire family. And we did a bike ride in memory of that person that they lost. And I was just touched that they chose to utilize the business as a way to, you know, memorialize their loved one. And I was just like, wow, this, it just, it shocked me. You know, I was just taken. You know, so with that, we have such an array amount of guests that come from, I've had people from TikTok call from North Carolina. And this is not even with Visit Lake Charles. These are just people that saw it all over. People from Houston, people from California. I partnered with another bike company that is in Baton Rouge in the New Orleans area. And so 2 years ago, we did a big ride. We had over 110 bike riders.
Wow.
Well, I got the marshal's office involved. And they came and we just did a nice, just I-10 bike ride. So people came from Houston. People came from Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette, Zachary area. And we all met up. You know, and rode to the downtown area from, you know, coming from the off of Third Avenue. And so we rode straight through, you know, so we got a chance to ride through the Garden District. And they just loved it. It was like, man, this is, you know, it was, it gave them something different to see than
it's
what they normally
do. It's a different experience than what you normally get.
And I like that you've mentioned all the different groups that have called. I know we've utilized you guys with fam tours. We had Mathu on here a few months ago, and she talked about her group and being Spice Girls.
She's original. Like
she's on another level.
Oh yeah, she's fun. I think that was probably her second or third time. That
she's a regular.
Yeah, she's a regular. Well, she has to perform her music somewhere.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, for sure. She is the best karaoke singer we have.
So with that, you know, us continuing to make sure to. When people come in, that they see the city through that way, and the groups that are calling you, what do you think is so appealing for their groups that it is a perfect match?
Well, for one, and I say this, whether they be from Belgium, whether it be from India, United Kingdom, or just Texas, doesn't matter. Biking is a universal language. Especially in Europe and, you know, abroad, bikes are the preferred method of travel for most people, you know, or it's the first method of travel that most people get, you know, from an early age. So it's a perfect marry for people to come back to their true essence of travel. And so bringing people in from all over, from all walks of life, from all parts of the entire globe, and having them to say, we may not speak the same language, but we do know that we can pedal together, you know, and we just go down this road of just nostalgic views that we have here at the lake area. And we just have conversations, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily about the music. I'll turn the music real low and we'll just ride and just talk. And we can be coming up on something as small as a reference. Something as small as a tree, a magnolia tree, or a pecan tree, or I'm sorry, an oak tree.
Right.
And they're just like, wow, these are just so vast. but you're talking about it and it takes a while to get up on it, you know, so because we're on bikes and you just really get a chance to truly grasp the essence of the creation, you know, that you're looking at. And it just, I think it roots us to on a deeper level to where people have such a pleasurable connection whenever you're talking about something in that y'all all can agree on. And it just, it really just makes the entire, you know, experience that much better, you know?
So I haven't been on a bike in a really long time. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. And I kind of, the thought of it makes me a little nervous actually, but like, how do you, so not everybody comes from the same fitness level.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sure that, you know, you can accommodate a big group?
So the first thing is making sure that all the tires are fully inflated.
There you go.
That's the best. That's
number one.
That's number one. And also too, I think it's all about the pre-planning and the setup. Mm-hmm. If somebody's going to book a large group, I say, hey, listen, you know, I put it on the website for them to go when they go book their individual bike. I let them know, hey, this is a physical experience. This is not a leisure. These are not electric bikes. These are not scooters or anything. This is, you really have to put in some work. And so it sets that expectation to where they know, okay, before I sign up to do this, am I, you know, physically capable of doing it? You know, and most of them, when they come, they know, they say, okay, yeah, we can do it. We can do it. And if not, it's fine. If they start and we have to, you know, accommodate them, you know, I have somebody following to where we can say, okay, hey, look, this person can't make it. Let's get them off and let's, you know, get them back to our starting point so they can, you know, wait on the group and things of that nature. But for the most part, fitting somebody for the right bike, making sure their knees are not bent, making sure that they understand that they have balance, you know, because you the faster you pedal, the easier it is to keep the bike balance. And so it's just little things like that that I talk to people and I walk them through it and I say, for one, are you absolutely sure that you can do this? If somebody's looking nervous, I can kind of spot out the crowd. I'm just like, okay, yeah, you don't have to do it. It's okay. You can follow us in your car or whatever the case is. But, you know, but making sure that everyone is safe, secure, and they're confident is the best thing. So we do a little practice ride, you know, in the parking lot just to make sure, like, all right, let's see if you can do it. And then after that, we just roll. Because once they start, the, you know, the nerves is gone, adrenaline is pumping, and they're perfectly fine. So
ready to go. So what future plans do you have for biking through the lake? I know there might be a big boy bike.
Upcoming. Couple of them. So the bike ride itself, we're continually just pump out a lot of rides. Through, especially now, it's now springtime, you know, kids are getting ready to get out of school. So we have, you know, the individual bike rides, but we are finally almost to the end point of having the party bike. And that is the pedal bike where you can seat up to 15 people. And we're just super excited. It's been a long time coming.
And these are the ones that look kind of like trolleys almost.
Trolley bike. That is correct.
Oh my goodness.
So it is an electrical bike.
Okay.
So I've been doing a lot of research on that. It's an electrical bike that is rechargeable, but you can get up to 6 hours on per ride. And so that it takes a lot of the strain off of people to where they don't have to pedal. It's an electric car, essentially. Or electric vehicle, I should say. To where they can have the essence of pedaling.
Sure.
But they're not. It's not required. Because
you're not. Too much effort going into it.
And the weather, you know, at certain points in the year, I mean, for most of the year, but it nice really at certain experience. Points are Absolutely. So nice. And especially like I'm thinking of this going on with one of our downtown concerts happening at the same time.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's hard to think of a bad time.
Yeah.
And so, and once again, a cool way to kind of see the city and ride around. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Not to put you on the spot, is there a quarter that you're looking for maybe?
So we're looking at the third quarter to where we'll have this fully operational.
So this year?
This year. Third quarter.
That's
this
awesome.
Year. We promoted it. We threw it out there, I want to say last year, if I'm not mistaken, around June. And we started the conversations about what approval we'll need, you know, exactly mm-hmm. the, you know, what, how will the city accept yeah. this? How, you know, because it is a carriage. And so we have to make sure we understand, you know, traffic, DOTD, things of that nature. So we did a lot of research.
Sure.
We didn't want to just pop out with it and just say, hey, we got a, you know, we got a pedal, you know, mm-hmm. we got a trolley bike. We did our extensive amount of homework. We asked a lot of people on city council. We talked to people, what approvals are we going to need? Because we want this to play a part of the whole grand scheme of tourism with
yes.
Lake Charles. And so people love to see it. When you travel to Austin, you travel to Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. New Orleans, you know, you see these bikes and you're like, man, that looks like a great time, you know? And so we've already started the process of not just looking at one. One is the goal, but having multiple bikes sure. to where they can be fully operational
yeah. That's fantastic.
Through our downtown area, in which our downtown area is shaping up now to be yeah. absolutely incredible. I can't wait to see the next 10 years of this city.
I think only good things are to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we definitely have some great things on the horizon. So I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm so glad that this business venture that, you know, was really unique to this area. So you never know how mm-hmm. people are going to respond to it, right? Mm-hmm. And also to start something like this in the middle of COVID
yeah.
And right before a hurricane. You didn't yeah. know it was coming, but there she was. You know, this is a scary business venture for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad that it's worked and
Thank
worked
you.
So Thank incredibly
you.
Well.
Absolutely.
What, if somebody's interested in booking a tour with you guys, how do we reach out?
All right. So our social media pages are probably our most effective and easiest mm-hmm. way to reach mm-hmm. us. On Facebook, it's Book With Biking Through the Lake. And it's spelled that way, Book With Biking Through the Lake. On Instagram, it's Biking Through the Lake. On TikTok, it's Biking Through the Lake.
So easy to find.
We have all our contact information. You can just send us a message. Some of the websites are on there to where you can just go on there. You can submit a request that you want to book a tour. We'll type up the link to send them the details and they book and we get to rolling.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Donnie.
My pleasure. Thank you both.
Thanks again to Donnie for joining us here on the show. But as always, you know that the biggest thank you goes out to you for taking time out of your day to listen to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please follow the podcast, leave us a rating or review, or shoot us a comment on YouTube, Spotify, or any of those places that allows you to comment.
Your feedback helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana have to offer. Just go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Corder.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.